You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7 Celebrity Dirt starts now.
All right, let's start with American Idol. If you're going to bring back a show that was canceled, it was canceled for a reason. It had lost its luster.
Yeah, it had run its course, and you had The Voice, and it's just that was just a little different take, and it was a little better.
So if you're going to bring it back, you've got to make some changes. And I was worried they were making zero changes. You still had three judges. You still had Seacrest. The new American Idol will not be airing the bad auditions.
Thank goodness.
According to The Hollywood Reporter, Idol's producer says, we don't feel comfortable putting borderline unstable people on stage and laughing at them.
Well, they've got a point there.
Absolutely. This is a dangerous world.
It is, and it had just gotten old and stale. We just don't care about seeing all the epic fails anymore.
Well, and I just remember, Harry Connick Jr. is a nice guy. We both know Keith Urban is a really nice guy. They looked very uncomfortable when those things were. I mean, Simon, of course, seemed to relish it back in the day, but they just seemed uncomfortable, so good idea there. Speaking of American Idols, Wendy Williams, she's not an American Idol, but she was talking about one. The talk show host, she opens her show with a segment called Hot Topics. She was discussing Carrie Underwood. She said, I don't really know a whole bunch about this, but allegedly she fell down a bunch of steps at her house and broke her wrist. Carrie released on Twitter that we may not recognize her when it's all said and done. I don't know what that means. An excuse for a facelift?
I had heard that somewhere else, too, floating around. Of course, rumors are always going to float around. When you don't know the facts, everybody's going to just put out their suppose this, suppose that.
Well, and Carrie's reacting the wrong way. According to this report, she feels like her integrity has been attacked, and she's consulting lawyers. I'll go ahead and save her the trouble. You put it out there. You're a public figure. She can comment all she wants. Sorry.
Yeah,
And there is a Shakespearean thing about thou doth protest too much. I'm just saying. But that whole, we've talked about this on the air before. That's too weird.
There were a lot of holes in the story, and it's her business if she wants to keep them private. But at the same time, people are going to speculate then if you do.
And we end today with the power of Oprah. I'm sure by now you heard Oprah's speech from the Golden Globe Awards on Sunday. I mean, it was like
brought the house down.
Martin Luther King Jr. Oprah. Was who it was, her whole I Have a Dream. I mean, and it was a powerful speech. And I find it funny, people were surprised by that. Hello, it's Oprah. Yeah. What did you miss for 25 years
She's
on television?
She's been doing this a while.
She's really, really good.
She's good at her job.
And even from the stage, Seth Meyers joked that Tom Hanks should be her running mate. Well, Tom Hanks was on Ellen commenting on the whole thing.
While she was speaking... out on the patio of the Hilton Hotel, the pool, the water is separated in the pool.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
You ever heard the expression, dance like no one's watching?
I was actually in a very posh hotel in Paris just last week, and I was in the gym, and I did my bit on the gym. There's just one other guy on the treadmill next to me. And then I went round the corner to this sort of the weights bit, and there was some really nice kind of disco music on, which is my era.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm all alone now. And I let myself go. I really threw some shapes. And then I realized, actually, I wasn't all alone. There was a little gap. And that guy on the treadmill next to me was still just watching me.
Yeah.
And I was really freaking out. It was a terrible moment.
It's all well and good until you realize someone is watching you. And then you're like, oh, my God.
I've just been busted. What have I done?
I do this all the time when we're driving down the road. I love to catch people, and I love it when people are just singing in their cars and air drumming and whatever. But I can sit and watch them for hours, and I will stare at them at stoplights until all of a sudden they look at me because I want to see how they handle it. Because the way you should handle it is to just keep going, you know? And most of the people freak out like, oh, I can't do it. They're so self-conscious. 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. That was Hugh Grant on Kelly Ripa, by the way. But has a stranger ever caught you doing something funny or weird or outrageous? What happened? What were you doing? How did you handle it? Were you dancing like no one was watching and then found out someone was?
They see me, it looks like I'm talking to myself because I'm on the Bluetooth.
Oh, well, that happens in this building all the time. I almost try to carry on conversations with people and realize they're not talking to me.
I was probably 13 years old, and my grandmother, I was in Ohio at my grandmother's house, and I started dancing to Man I Feel Like a Woman because she'd ran to the grocery store, and I'm in the living room, and I'm in my whole little world, and all of a sudden she walks in, and you know, you ever realize when someone walks in, you're doing something you don't want them to see, you act like you're afraid, and you're like, ah! So I just started, I screamed and I jumped and I stopped and ran over and cut it off. And I was like, nothing.
That's nothing. Exactly. You know, I always thought that was the one part missing from the famous Tom Cruise scene in Risky Business was one of his friends walking in the door and going, what are you doing dancing nothing. In your underwear? What were you caught doing when you thought no one was watching?
So I tend to rub deodorant on my arms to wonder what it would smell like on my armpits before I buy it. And I've been caught doing that in a store.
Wow. I have never done that, I must say.
Not my thing. But that would look weird if you're sitting there rubbing deodorant.
Oh.
He's still taking calls about what you've been caught doing?
Yeah, when you thought no one was watching.
I was on a backpacking trip last year and out in the middle of the woods, hadn't seen anybody in 2 days, went behind a tree to go to the bathroom, and a family of like six people came walking up behind me.
So what was their reaction?
They just kind of stood there and they're like, I guess this is a trail people use.
Like literally.
Yeah, we really use it.
Hugh Grant was on the Kelly Ripa show. I guess it's Kelly and Ryan now, talking about how he was in a parish gym and was inspired by some disco music, and he thought no one was watching, so he was dancing like Hugh Grant. And then he found out someone was looking at him and said, man, you're dancing like Hugh Grant.
Apparently, yeah, he's not very skilled in that department.
Danielle, what were you doing when no one was watching, or at least you thought no one was watching?
So my husband went hunting for the weekend, and my next-door neighbor, we live in townhomes, and she has this big wind chime, and it was windy that night, and so I couldn't sleep. And so I threw on my pajamas, and I was, like, pacing back and forth downstairs, and I grabbed these big scissors, and I marched outside because I was going to go cut it down. And my husband called me up, and he was like, what are you doing? And I was like, what are you talking about? You're not home. And I forgot that we had a camera system. So he caught me marching back and forth with scissors in my hands, tempted to go cut these wind chimes down.
Did you ever cut them?
No, I went outside and I was trying to climb the fence. And then I wasn't able to do that. And I went to go like to her fence, like that opens, and she deadbolted it. So I did not cut them down.
You know what, though? If you're her husband, once he sees that you are that kind of crazy, that you'll march around with scissors in your hand, I bet he sleeps with one eye open to this day.
Well, he does sleep with a gun next to his bed, so.
Wow.
Yeah, that's because in rock, scissors, paper, his gun features scissors.
More music.
More music.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation, and I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
All right, here we go. On average, women do this 35 times a week, men 21 times.
On average, women are going to do this 35 times a week, men only 21 times. What are we talking about here? Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Hi, I'm calling for the smartest person in the QC question.
Yeah, on average, women do this 35 times a week, and men just 21.
Is it look at themselves in the mirror?
That's a good one.
That is a good one, but that is not it.
Is it look in the mirror?
A lot of narcissistic women out there. It's a very popular answer. But that's not it. You know, the mirror's going away. The new mirror is to put the camera on your phone and put it towards you. That's mm-hmm. the new mirror.
Yep, I've done that.
That's how I know it's the new mirror.
All right, you got an answer for the smartest person in QC yet?
No. On average, women do this 35 times a week, men just 21.
Did it take a selfie of yourself with your phone?
Listen to what you're saying. I mean, have you ever seen a man even take a selfie?
Hey, men aren't always in front of a woman, so we never know what goes on behind closed doors.
And we don't want to know.
I definitely do not.
Yeah, I'm calling about the smartest person.
Yeah, on average, women do this 35 times a week while men do it 21.
My wife thinks I'm calling for her because she's driving.
Okay.
She thinks it's wash your hands.
I like that. I like that answer because I wash my hands constantly.
Yeah, I wash my hands way more than that, too. I try to tell her.
I love the safety mechanism in the call. Hey, this ain't my answer, so if it stinks, blame it on the broad he's driving right now.
Well, that's right. No, don't tell her I said that. She's going to hear this.
It's a disclaimer.
I have the hint that will give the answer, especially if you are a person who loves music, not just country music. I mean, it's the one. Do you
really
have a hint? Oh, the second I give it, you're going to know what it is. You got a hint, or you want to make them wait?
I don't have a hint.
Okay, well, then you're waiting. Smartest person in the QC?
Do you guys have a winner yet?
No, we don't.
All right, on average, women do this 35 times a week, men 21.
Is it download a song?
That's a really great answer. A really great answer, but no, that's not it.
Is it change the radio station? No.
Neither one of you. No man, no woman. This radio station, keep it on.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes she'll change the radio station and they'll be playing something I like.
Well, no, you need to exercise better control in your car.
Some countries, they would cut your hand off for that.
Yeah, stop it. Your hint, and it's musical. If you like other music other than country, you're going to get this, all right?
Okay.
So women do it on average 35 times a week.
Uh-huh.
Men, 21. Elton John said this is the hardest word.
Okay.
Or it seems to be the hardest
mm-hmm.
word.
Hi, I'm calling for the smartest person at QC.
What do you think?
Is it apologize?
Elton John says, sorry seems to be the hardest word. Women, on average, apologize 35 times a week. Men, 21. And that lets you know how evil the strange breed woman is, that you have so much more to apologize for.
Have you ever considered we're apologizing on your behalf?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Well, who is this?
Sarah.
Sarah, step into the spotlight, babe. Tell us what we need to hear.
Hi, my name's Sarah, and I'm the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 1037.
This is Other News.
Sponsored by Zelle, a new way to send money from your banking app. Zelle, this is how money moves. Learn more at ZellePay.com.
I stress that this is not happening here. It's not happening with IKEA here. It's happening with IKEA elsewhere. They have a new magazine ad that's encouraging women to pee on it.
Why?
Sounds a bit icky. But maybe you think it's a fun twist. If you're pregnant, peeing on the ad reveals a special discounted price on cribs thanks to technology similar to that in pregnancy test kits. The ad is running in Amelia magazine, one of Sweden's most influential magazines for women. Worst job in Sweden? Being the person who collects the coupon.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of people at IKEA in rubber gloves in Sweden. And wouldn't you feel icky handing that in, knowing you done peed on it?
Yeah. But people would do anything for a discount, though, you know?
The Sacramento Bee claims the Houston, Texas police are looking for one Robert Wooten. The 40-year-old is wanted for not one, not two, but three armed robberies at local convenience stores. Cops have nicknamed him Social Security. Why do you reckon they would do something like that?
Something about his Social Security income?
He has his Social Security number tattooed across his forehead. Police have released his mugshots in hopes that someone will tip them off to his whereabouts. All that occurred to me is this. This is the easiest guy in the entire world to steal his identity. Who the hell wants to be this guy?
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie. The new 1037.